today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
I think that there are many who think they know exactly how a Christian is supposed to live. There will always be those who feel their way is the best way. There are those who would break peace just to try and prove their point of view or prove that they are right. Everyone has a right to believe like they want, but the problem comes in when they won't accept another point of view. It's either their way or the highway. There's one thing my father, who has been pastoring for over 45 years, has taught me. You will always find truth about a matter in the Word of God. My father is my example of living like a Christian, and I'm quite sure that you have an example also who has lived a life that reflects the ways of God. Has anyone ever said to you, behave like a Christian? Has anyone ever told you that you do not behave like a Christian? People are quick to lay their opinions at your feet. So I believe to settle the matter of are you behaving like a Christian, we should go to the Word of God. In Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21, it is written, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the need of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion." This passage provides a comprehensive and mandatory list of traits that characterize the Spirit-filled life. Paul presents these characteristics in four categories. Number one, personal duties. Number two, family duties. Number three, duties to others. And number four, duties to those who consider us enemies. Each one has its own platform, love. You want to behave like a Christian? Put on bonds of love in everything you do. Live intentionally, abhorring what is evil at all cost. At the same time, cling to what is good. No one lives the perfect life, but you can live the greatest. From this day forward, now you know how to behave like a Christian. It's not about what someone thinks or has to say. You know for yourself according to the Word of God now. Now, what are you going to do about it? I encourage you to behave like a Christian by following what the Word of God has to say. Don't worry about what others have to say. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.